Monday, July 19th, 2021, ladies and gentlemen. Guess we're just waiting for Dina Jo.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States. Looks like Dina Jo might be having a little connection issue this morning.
Oh.
I see her in the chat.
She's here.
She'll be here in just a second. Welcome, everybody. It is the 19th of July.
Half the month is already over, it looks like, and another this week and next week to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, July is ripping.
Hope everybody enjoyed their weekend.
Good to see everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Thanks for stopping by. It's a nice day. It's a nice summer day. We don't have too much of summer left. I think we have less than 70 days of summer left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been going into fall. Thank you, fall. I'm tired of all this heat. This heat. Hey, Mr. A, what's going on? Everybody in this shoe? Baramu. Good to see you.
Oh, hadn't seen him in a minute.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome, everybody. The sunspots have got Dina Jo. Hi, Chris Unplugged. Good to see you, buddy. Yeah, we're just waiting on Dina Jo. She's having a little connection problems. I see her in the chat room. She's connecting. Says her show ended. There you go. I'm inviting you. Here she goes.
Can you hear me?
There she is.
There you are.
Yay! Hi, everybody. Golly, I don't know what happened. I pushed the call in button, and then Podbean just went away. And then every time I pushed Podbean, it would open up and go away. Push it, open up and go away. I'm like, what the heck?
I think I've had
Hi, Chris.
I think I've had like a similar issue like that before, but the troubleshooting method I had to use was to like declare the catch spelled C-A-C-H-E.
Yeah,
and also check for any app updates.
Hey, Jess Duck, good to see you.
Hi, Jess. Those app updates kind of make me nervous.
You've been shadow banned.
Not having you
on the show, it's like me walking around, me scurrying around the office looking for my other shoe. Where's my shoe? I don't know where it's at.
It was so weird. It was, I mean, I was in the show. All I was doing was push the call, and then you were gone. I was just like, man, maybe I was. I don't know. Hi, everyone who's in the show before I came in that I can't see.
Oh, that's right. You can't see people. That's right. What was that, Eric?
I think the way I can tell who's in here so far and have engaged, I know besides...
I see Leanne.
It ain't updated.
Hi, Leanne.
Leanne's there. Hey, Jess Leanne.
Oh, Jess is here.
Yes, Jess.
Chris Unplugged. Mr. A.
Hey, Bob Ramu. Hi, Mr. A.
Mr. A. A PBG 98067X.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Mimi Shell. I missed you on the Friday show. Oh. You missed the Motown. You missed the Motown show. It was a good time. Motown was a good show. We had a lot of good people. A lot of good people in there.
Hi, Anderson.
Good show.
Ralph, welcome.
The only thing that bugged me was that I played that Papa Was a Rolling Stone. I had it twice in the list. Oh, boo. I think you had already left Dina Jo. You heard the shorter version. And then I had the 12 minute version later on in the show.
Oh, okay.
I actually liked it better. I liked it better, the 12-inch one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that. Oh, dinner reservations with friends? Of course.
Well, that's more important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, old man, but I would go too.
Yeah, Jess Duck says it's a good song. Why not play it twice?
There you go.
Yeah, but I did like that.
That reminds me of my dad. Totally.
Yeah, I did like that long version, though. I did like that long version. That was good.
That wasn't me.
No, it was me. I was dinging. I got a delayed message from you.
Welcome.
Saying,
well, that was really delayed.
Yeah, I know. What's going on? It's sunspots, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. Sunspots.
It must be. That must have been something with all of my... it showed that it went through on my end because I wanted to tell you I can't get in. And I pushed that. And then that's weird. It must have been all my stuff. Hi, Rome. Hi,
Essence. Or it's our or it's our common enemy, Dina Jo.
Comcast. Damn you. We curse you,
Comcast.
Damn you,
Comcast. We shake our fists at you. Yeah. I think Dina Jo and I have more problems with Comcast than anything else. That's funny.
It's true. We both have it, huh?
Yeah. And it seems like we always get hit with their issues at the same time.
Yeah, it was weird. Because I was just in Ralph's show. I heard a little bit of Ralph, so I knew it was working fine. Yeah. Hi, Freedom Warrior.
Freedom Warrior. So, good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you have a good weekend? What'd you do?
Yeah, I had a good weekend. Relaxed.
How's that garden?
Ooh. Yeah, it is so green and growing like a crazy, you know, my little part where I like where I have all the little horse troughs. I kind of wish I was like a little person, like in the Land of the Lost, because it's like my favorite little spot. And I kind of just want to sit down in the, and just like,
and walk around in it, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That would be awesome. I never thought of that. That would be kind of awesome to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
then
be.
You would really know what's crawling around under those leaves. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Eric, you have a good weekend? What'd you do, buddy? Anything fun? Eric?
I was just muted for a minute. I was trying to get a couple more people to come in, including Victor and Asha. But
Cool, thank you.
I mean, my weekend, I'm mostly just stuck around the house. I mean, I know we've been, you know, getting some rain here, and I think they've forecasted some more for today. But I think, you know, like the soreness from where I got sunburned on Thursday, I think it's starting to ease up.
Good.
But I'm probably going to have, like, I'm probably going to have some mild skin peeling, of course, but I'm, you know, trying to keep my skin moist enough to where it's not too bad.
Now, I don't do this, but I'm thinking, I'm thinking, Dina Jo, you can tell me if I'm right. I don't know, because I don't know. You're a mom. You know these things. But do you put vinegar on a sunburn?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh, I've read that.
I wouldn't think so. I would check. Me and
Eric,
I don't know.
Both me and Eric have heard it. Dina Jo goes, don't put vinegar.
I would heard of aloe vera.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's good. It's supposed to be really good. For but I've never heard of the vinegar one, but
I don't know.
I would maybe ask a few people.
Probably distilled vinegar.
Or test it on a little teeny spot and see if it hurts. But I don't know.
I don't know. I was just wondering. Vinegar. Oh, man.
Can you imagine pouring that on your skin and then it'd be,
Well, you know, vinegar is a form of acid, you know.
Yeah, that's why I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why when people are cooking and they think they want to add a little acid to whatever they're cooking, they'll use apple cider vinegar or something like that, you know. They'll use some kind of vinegar. Yeah, put it in there to add a little acid to the dish. Yeah. So I don't know. I'd be careful too. But I don't know. I was just thinking, man. At least you'd walk around smelling like a salad.
Oh, yeah. I like vinegar, but I don't know if I'd want to smell like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you saw that picture of that zucchini I harvested.
Yes. Holy moly, that thing is.
You know, every time I see one of the big zucchinis like that, I'm thinking, I'm just going to let it grow and see how big it gets. And that might be fun to do. Just let one go and just see how big it's going to get. I imagine it'll get to the point where it won't be good to eat.
Probably.
You know, but it'd be sure be interested to see how big it gets, because that sucker is big. I mean,
it is very big.
And our zucchini.
Hi, Mr. Clean.
And our zucchini is so tasty, so tasty. Freedom Warrior, how many things do you grow? Oh, man, we got two different types of tomato plants. We've got lettuce, two different kinds of lettuce, some spinach, some mustard greens. We've got an assortment of peppers that we're growing. and zucchini, strawberries. We got quite a bit. And that's really small in comparison to what Dina Jo's got growing in her garden. She's got a ton. You want to run through the list of things you got growing?
Yeah, I have different tomatoes. I have Roma tomatoes and yellow pear tomatoes. And then I have all different kinds of basils. I have like three or four different kinds of basils growing. I have a lot of herbs because that's how I wanted to decorate a lot of my pots with herbs instead of just flowers. So I have a lot of herbs, tomatoes, I said, jalapenos, serranos. Then I have a bunch of arugula, zucchini, different lettuces, bib lettuce, romaine lettuce, and the little fancy leaf lettuce. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm forgetting rosemary. Carrots. I have carrots growing. Radishes. And I think that's about it.
Thanks,
Beach. Hi, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. Birthday boy.
Let's make sure it's really Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's got a birthday this week, of course.
Yep. That's really Jeremy. All right. You ready?
Hey, Jeremy.
Yay. Yep.
Happy.
And a two. Hey, I'm going to go. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jeremy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, the birthday boy.
And this Thursday is Dude Sean's birthday, by the way. Next Thursday is Lady Me's birthday.
Well, if they come in this show, we will see.
I have his down. Oh, wait a minute. He told me it was the 21st on Sunday. Hi, Gina. Yeah, he told me his birthday was the 21st.
Hi, Gina.
Okay, but Lady Me, you said, was the 29th?
28th. I confirmed it through her Facebook page because where you can look at their about info, she has her birthday listed as the 28th.
Okay, perfect.
Well, if they want birthday sung to them, tell them to get in here.
Hey, Gina.
Get in here. Yeah. We'll blast them with the birthday song. Yeah. We like singing.
I'll be sure to let her know, and hopefully she can get people like Too Much Sauce and Pink Squirrel and Laura in here.
Yeah.
How could you hear our singing over the old man singing? Could you hear Eric and I?
I was kind of singing, but I mean, I didn't really sing with y'all.
Oh no, you are good. You don't worry. I was just giving the old man a hard time.
Hey, why? Oh,
well, August 8th is El Gato's birthday.
Freedom Warrior, yeah. Says, homeboy, here at all three, and Jess Duck says our singing is getting better.
I know. Ooh. Cool. See?
Yeah.
It's because Eric is joining in. We love to hear him sing.
Sound like a bunch of drunk sailors, but we're
talk for yourself, old man.
Oh man. Speaking of singing, anybody out there, do you have Hulu? That streaming television service, Hulu, H-U-L-U, Hulu. It is, they have a new special thing out there on their show. It's called McCartney 321. And it's like a 6-part thing with Paul McCartney, and he's just sitting there, and they're standing at a big, soundboard, and he's talking to this, famous engineer, I guess, Rob. I can't remember Rob's last name. But anyway, they're sitting there and they're just talking about music. They're talking about the music that the Beatles did, you know, and he's asking Paul questions, you know, what were you guys thinking when you did this? What did you do when you did that? And I tell you, if you're into music and you're like me, you're curious as to what goes on in a studio when they're doing music, you need to watch this thing with Paul McCartney. I mean, it is absolutely fascinating and fabulous. I mean, just to watch him. And you know, Paul McCartney's an old guy now, you know. I think he's closing in on 70. I'm not sure, but to watch him light up and watch the glow in his face when he starts talking about making music. I mean, this guy just loves music and has loved music since he was a teenager, you know, and just watching him talk about the music and all that stuff and the stuff they did in the studio. You know, we think about a band like the Beatles, where the majority of the music's being written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. You think, they just sit down, they write a song, they go in, they record it, they're done. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, Cummings says he's 79. Wow, he looks good.
Yeah, he's pushing 80, in other words. If John Lennon was still alive, I think he would also be like 80 or 81.
Could be, yeah. They're all about the same age.
Well, and Ringo, I think he's probably getting on up there along. And if George Harrison was still alive, he would probably be getting on up there too.
Right. Ringo is the oldest, so he's in his 80s now.
Well, he looks really good. That guy that was with him looked really old.
Yeah, he did.
Whoever that guy was, it was.
Yeah, that was really that Rob old. Something. I don't know what his last name was.
Rob Zombie.
No.
Or a different Rob.
Yeah. But anyway, they're talking about it, and the stuff that they, you know, you think they just go in, they record a song, and then bing, bang, boom, it's out there, and they're doing it. Yeah. No.
Hi, patient.
All the stuff that these guys do with their songs. And the one thing that fascinated me was in the one song that they do, 8 days a week, there is a part in this song, and I was surprised by this. Hold on a second. And the stuff they had to do in the studio to make this song work. And I wanted you to listen to this one guitar part that's in this song. Ready? Here we go. Get home to you. I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. Here comes the guitar part.
Mm-hmm. That was probably a very original sounding for its day. Hi, Rob.
Okay, now what's unique about that guitar part is that to hear Paul explain it in this thing was they're going along and they're doing it. And they're working on that. And George Harrison could not play that. He couldn't play it. It was too fast. And they worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. And George Harrison says, man, I just can't play that. It's too fast. And, you know, George and then Paul McCartney and John Lennon were also guitar players, too. And apparently none of them could do what they wanted to do because it was too fast. So they're sitting, well, we want that in the song, but we don't know what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And now, remember, this is back in the
Real Patriots voice.
You know, the early 70s that they're doing this stuff in the studio. So the studios don't have near the equipment that they got in them now. And so they're there and they get this. And Paul goes, look, what if we drop it an octave? We drop it an octave, make it an octave lower, and you play it at half speed. And then once we get it, then we'll speed it up to normal speed and it will pick it back up to the right octave and it will sound right. And so they tried it. And that is exactly how that part was recorded in that song. So it was originally recorded at half speed, slowed down, and then they speeded it all up electronically. And there you go. And that's how you have it today. And it's just fascinating, the stuff that they had to do. And, and it's just, you know, it's just an insight to how the band, the Beatles worked in their studio. And they were always pushing the envelope. They were always pushing the envelope in the engineer's booth. You know, we want to do this. Well, I don't know if we can do that. Let's try it. You know, there was another song where George was playing the guitar and they wanted it real trebly. So George, you know, using his equipment, he has the amp as high treble as it would go. They have the guitar as high as the treble would go. And in the sound booth, the one track they're recording on, he pushes it as high as he can. And they go, we need more treble, more treble. And it's like the sound guy goes, I can't give you any more treble. I've got it as high as everything will go. And they go, well, what if we record it on this track like it is? It's all the treble we got. And then we re-record that track onto this track and use the treble on that and boost it even more. So that's what they did. And now it comes out. Now it's really trebly, and that's the way they like it. But the point being is this is such an insight to the things that bands do or did do with those in the studios to try to get the songs the way they wanted them. Uh-huh. And it was really fascinating because this guy is a the guy that was with him is a I believe an engineer, a sound engineer. And so they work at all, they have all the original tapes and they're cutting the you know, they're shutting down the tracks so you could hear like the bass or you could hear the rhythm or you could hear just the vocals and this and that, and they flicked it to where you could hear just the vocals right when the Beatles were going to go in one of their real high parts of the song. And it was like, oh my God, that's, and Paul McCartney jumps up there and he shuts it down really quick. He goes, no, we don't. That sounds terrible. We don't want to go. That's why we don't listen to individual tracks, because he goes, we made a lot of mistakes. He goes, we'd make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, we'll leave it in. It sounds all right. It sounds good. But leave the mistake in there, you know. But it's just a fascinating thing. So if you get a chance and you got Hulu and you're into music.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Like I am, like the old man is. And watch that Hulu special, McCartney, 3, 2, 1. You will not be disappointed. It is a fantastic thing, you know. Yeah, there was that conspiracy. I thought for sure, Bahram, you, that they would talk about that. I had heard an interview years ago about that. I think they were talking to Paul McCartney about that, and he said it was all just a big publicity stunt to sell records. And it worked. It worked. Everybody was buying their albums and playing things backwards and all that stuff. So, fascinating thing. But the one thing that got me the most about Paul McCartney, here he is, Paul McCartney, you know, of the Beatles. Famous songwriter, this and that. Do you know he teaches at a local school? He goes in and he teaches kids how to write songs.
That's cool.
That's fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. He goes into his community. Spends he time. Goes, yeah, and it's like a job. He does it all the time. I don't believe he. I would believe he probably does it without getting any pay, but he goes in and the way he was talking, it sounded like either a high school or like a junior college type school. And he goes in and he teaches kids and they work on how to write songs, how to write music. And I think that is just utterly fantastic. What a great guy. What a great guy. You'll see a personality of Paul McCartney that you just never seen in anything else. And you see it in this, an 80 year old guy. Loves music, loved it when he's a kid, and he loves it just as much now, if not more. And just to watch him be interviewed by that. So, man, my hat's off to you, Paul McCartney. What a great, great dude. Great dude.
Put the Marvin hat.
You know, and I'm a Beatle fanatic. I'm an old school Beatle fanatic. I love the Beatles music.
Welcome, Dushan.
As a matter of fact, when we started our music show, I think the first night we did was a Beatles night, you know, and I haven't done one since. So I think I might do another Beatles night because they just got some great music, great music. And it's because they always were experimenting. They always wanted to experiment, you know, do something. And as a bass player,
welcome.
I've always felt like Paul McCartney was one of the most underrated bass players in rock and roll. Because you never really see him on a lot of the top lists, you know, top 10 or top 5. But the guy's a fantastic bass player. And there's this one song they do. I don't remember the name of it. But I always thought it was a tuba. I always thought that I was listening to a tuba in the band. They had a tuba doing the bass part. Nope. That's Paul McCartney on bass. He figured out a way to make his bass through the amps and all that stuff, make it sound like a tuba. And it was unbelievable. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It is. It's just amazing what these artists, can do. And that's back, like I said, that's back in the 70s. Can you imagine what artists do today in the studio? Good grief.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't even have to go in.
The ability to do stuff nowadays with all the, yeah, and not even just instruments, but the electronic things. It's so much easier, it would seem like.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. They
need to play it forward more, though, like he does, you know?
It's like the band Boston. That guy in the Boston songs. Them. Oh, mm-hmm. I do too. And that guy singing those high parts in Boston. That's really him singing the high parts like that. I mean, it's not like today where they use electronics and they can make you sing high, you know. And it's not like the what do they call it? You don't even have to hold a tune. You can go in and sing, and electronically they can make it so you sound right. You know,
they Photoshop you.
It's Photoshop for music, Dina Jo.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, auto tune. Thank you, Freedom Warrior. Yeah, auto tune. Thank you. And see, they didn't have that stuff back then. You know, they didn't have that stuff back then, and they just did it. And Boston. Man, what another great group. And that's a group that basically was like the Beatles, where they did everything was in the studio, you know. Mm-hmm. It was all done in the studio.
Or like Boston and Rush and all those bands, all those guys. Hey,
yeah. Talk about a phenomenal bass player. What's his name? Giddy? I can't remember his last.
From Rush?
Yeah. What's his name? Paul Giddy? I can't remember his name. The bass player in Rush. I used to know it. I don't know it. Another one of my favorite bands. But I don't know how that guy plays the bass and sings like
Giddy
he does.
Giddy Lee.
I don't know, Dina Jo. Giddy Lee. Yeah, I know it's Giddy's in there someplace. But Giddy Lee. That's his name. That girl in our chat room said Giddy Lee. That girl, Dina Jo, in our chat room, she said it.
That girl?
Yeah. That girl.
Yeah. Oh, God, not that again. I am more than that girl.
Well, I know Roku makes some good points back then. They had, like, real music. And then some of the bands were, like on drugs at the time and usually made some of their best music when they were, like, high and intoxicated. But I know that wouldn't fly, you know, like in today's world. And back then, they used to do things by hand. And that's when their real creativity showed. But nowadays, things are being done by computer and automated, and it doesn't come across as like authentic as like music did way back then.
Yeah.
Like Dina Jo said, music photoshopped.
Yeah. That's exactly how it is. I mean.
Yeah, and he talked about that. Paul McCartney talked about that a little bit when they were in the Sgt. Pepper's band. Not that one. Not the Sgt. Pepper's, but anyway, they were talking about how. When they went to India, and the guy goes, "Oh yeah, so that's when you went to India." He goes, "Oh yeah, we were stoned a lot." You know, he just said it.
And the Old Man's Podcast with Dina Jo and Eric does not encourage people taking drugs. We're all about saying no to drugs.
And thank you for the PSA, Eric. Exactly.
The more you know.
The more you know.
There you go.
We need that sound effect. That'd be a perfect sound effect.
Yeah.
Da, 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 whatever, yeah.
Yeah, like from NBC.
But, music. Music, I tell you, music is, we are just promoters of music in your life. You've got to get the music going in your life. Keep the music alive. That's one thing I always say. I had a young podcaster contact me, and he says, I don't want you to think I'm trying to copy you or anything, copy your show and that, but I'm thinking that I'd really like to do a music show, and I was wondering, you know, if it'd be okay with you if I did music, and I go, whoa, wait a minute. If you want to do a music show, by all means, do a music show.
Yeah.
I go, you know, ain't none of us have, you know, license privileges on our podcast. If you want to do a music show, do it. Just have fun, man. Have fun with what you're doing. Do a music show. There's a lot of good music shows out there, you know.
Yeah.
And I encourage him. No, do a music show. Do a music show. I mean, you have to be careful with copyright issues. See, I don't publish any of my music shows. I do them on a Friday night for listening, and then that's it. I don't publish them. I don't promote anything with them. I just do a music show. It's like I'm going to listen. If I'm going to put on, you know, hook up my soundboard here, my little soundboard I have, and listen to music through YouTube with my headset, I might as well push it through Podbeam and let everybody else listen to what I'm listening to. And then when it's done, it's done. It's gone. I don't save it. I just get rid of it, you know. We all need music. We all need music in our lives, man. Music is what keeps us going. I mean, yeah. It's our heart.
Mm-hmm. Every single emotion
it's an art
you
form.
Have. Yeah.
Yes.
When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're joyful, when you're mad, everything, there's music.
It's been proven that music will pull you out of depression and that kind of stuff. I mean, it will just do it.
It can inspire you.
It will inspire you. Exactly. And you know, we had our classical music show that we did that we ran through fall and winter. Classical music, and you know, we always one thing we always brought out in that is that the modern day artists, you know, some of them were classically trained. You know, they studied the classics and they were classically trained. Like Eddie Van Halen, he was a classically trained pianist. Who knew that? The guy could play classical piano. Eddie Van Halen. And then to find out that the Beatles, their favorite artist, their favorite classical composer was Bach. They'd listen to Bach all the time. And some of their music, they even kind of use some of the stuff from Bach. It's just fascinating. Music is fascinating. And it just gets you exciting. You know, it gets you excited, gets you up, gets you going.
Hi, Scooter.
Hey, Scooter.
Do you remember the band? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm not taking any calls right now, Mr.
I like them, Mr. too. Mr. They were Green. Good, too.
Yeah, they were. Yes. I mean, and there's a lot of bands out there. Though, what's interesting, too,
I don't
too,
know when why. It just popped into my head.
Well, you know, when they were talking to Paul McCartney, they said, were you surprised that the Beatles lasted as long as they did? And he said, yes, we were. We were surprised that they lasted as long as they did, because usually in that area,
it's his birthday. He can say the Beatles.
Whatever. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I kind of figure you don't have that good of a taste of music, I guess.
Oh, come on.
Well, Duchon.
Go ahead,
Duchon. Happy birthday, lady.
Let's see. What was I saying? Jeremy made me laugh, but I forgot what I was saying. Forget it. Yeah.
Just forget it. It wasn't that important.
It was that or a lie. One of the two. I don't know.
We're good, Lou Rock. I hope you're doing good.
My mom used to say that to us all the time. You say, hey, Mom, I forgot. She goes, well, it must have been either a lie or not important. Yeah. One of the two.
And then you're like, oh, it wasn't a lie. Oh, I promise, Mom.
The things our moms used to say to us as kids, you know. I was doing that, you know, Dina Joe. I was messing with Dina Joe over the weekend. I said, you know, I had a big old sink full of dishes and I refused to do them. And
oh my gosh, he was being terrible.
And Dina Joe was saying, do those dishes. And Grammy is going, do those dishes. And I'm rebellion. I'm not doing them. And I remember I was doing them and I was thinking to myself, I hate doing the dishes. Why do I got to do the dishes? I was just belly aching. And in the back of my mind, I heard my mom's voice. I go, why do I got to do the dishes? And I heard my mom's voice say, you like to eat, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, geez. Even my mom is still getting out of me. Yeah. Well, I'm.
Well, you forgot to say, didn't you think you thought you saw her? Like a picture of her came to your vision.
I didn't
of
think
her.
I saw her. I like a felt vision. Like. You, like, I felt like her presence, like she was going to walk around the corner.
I mean, like her presence was.
It was so real. Yeah, it was so real. I felt like my mom was going to walk around the corner. And I even looked expecting to see my mom walk around the corner. Yeah.
That's a sign to do the dang dishes. That's a sign to say, you know what? Get your butt in the kitchen and do the dishes. Oh, or you're not getting any food tonight.
That's what
I would have said to you. I know. Grammy sent me a picture of you doing the dishes and it was Sunday afternoon. And I said, it is about time.
It's about time. Yeah. Well, the kitchen is all clean today. Got up to a nice clean kitchen to make the coffee. So there we go. It's all I got my chores done.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. Jeez. Moms.
Hi, hello, Spanky. Moms.
Spanky. Hey, I saw, I'm not going to give it out over here because I, you know, but I saw Spanky, I saw Spanky's real name, and I hooked up with him on Facebook. I saw something, and you know, Spanky was saying, hey, for those that have asked, here's my Facebook page, and so I hooked up. Oh, those guys have, I was having fun with them on their show on Sunday too. It's funny. They got mad at me. It's like they got mad at me because when I got on their show, all of a sudden their show just started talking about Crocs.
Oh dear God! I'm glad I wasn't there. Yeah.
And it was so funny. It was so funny. It wasn't anything I did. I mean, you know, then it's funny that someone's daughter or kids were wearing Crocs and they were talking about Crocs. And I think it was Scooter. I think it was Scooter goes, hey, wait a minute. What's going on here? Hey, we got all these topics. How come everybody's talking about Crocs in the chat room? Sorry, guys. I apologize. Glocks with Crocs. We're starting a new me and one of them. Yeah, me and one of them.
Okay. Nine toes? Nine toes or the one with 10 toes?
I don't know. But we're starting a gang. Crocs with Glocks or Glocks with Crocs.
You're gonna be like those guys with the leather jackets and the Frank
Annette
Funicello movies.
Yeah. We're gonna have Crocs on. We're gonna be wearing Crocs. And our Crocs are gonna have Glocks.
Welcome.
Glocks with Crocs.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Oh, they got a great show. You can download their shows and give them a listen to.
Well, just thanks for sharing and letting me know they were on, friend. Jeez.
God, geez.
I know. See how he is? He keeps you guys to himself. I didn't know.
That's what it is. Croc Squad with Glocks. Bum, bum, bum.
Croc Squad with Glocks. Okay.
Croc Squad with Glocks.
Yeah. Hi, Flying Ham. I don't think I'm going to join. Sorry.
Hi, Flying Ham.
You're not going to join our little club? Oh.
No.
Oh.
Well, I'll have to look at some newer Crocs to see, but I'm not oink, 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 oink. I'm not going to wear that.
No, you need to get the camo Crocs.
Fun in the front, and what is it? Fun and safety in the front and fun in the back or something. I don't remember what.
What are you talking about? The little strap?
With a strap, yeah.
Oh, the strap. Yeah, the strap is fun when it's in the front and it's all business when it's in the back.
Okay. All right.
Oh, look, someone entered the Croc Squad. Entered it.
What? Oh, wow.
Hey, Croc Squad.
The Croc Squad.
Croc Squad. It's already used.
He probably just made it up right now.
Oh, yeah.
He came in and got right out. Oh, that's funny.
Hopefully,
if you're not a troll, that's cool, man. Just, you know, Croc Squad. Yeah, that's awesome.
I think we wouldn't have a problem with the funny trolls, but it's the mean trolls that go attacking people and slandering and libeling people we don't like.
Hey, but the Croc Squad. Yeah, baby. Croc Squad. They were talking about having their...
Gang Daga.
They said they were having their pastel colors, the yellows and pinks or whatever, with flowers and all that. And I was telling them, Camo Crocs.
Hi, King.
Camo Crocs, man.
Okay. You can't have the ones where you put the little... You can jewel them all up. You can bedazzle them. You could buy
if you want to girly them up. If you want to girly them up, you can girly them up.
Do they still do that?
Yes.
No, that's what kids used to do. They would buy like those little things and put them in the holes, I think, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spanky says, my daughter has all the colors of their freaking rainbow in Crocs. Yeah, there you go. Well, you can bejewel it up. You can put a little bling on it. Just put a little bling on the handle of your, on the handle of your Glock too. Why not?
Yeah. You know, they're made in Colorado, Crocs, in Niwot. Niwot, Colorado. Yeah.
Are they? What?
Crocs
are you kidding
invented
me?
Invented. They're Colorado made and thought of and everything. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
An American company. American company. American Colorado, company. Closer to the heavens. Woo!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think, and I like my son. He doesn't like Crocs, but he likes that other hippie shoe thing.
Hippie shoes. Hams against Crocs. What? All
right. Hams against Crocs. Oh, boo.
Oh, hams
against Crocs. Ooh, boo, hams. That's funny. That's funny stuff right there.
Is that my agent?
What's those other sandals that they, you know, they're supposed to be good for your feet, and they've been around forever.
The hippies wear them.
Yeah.
The hippies.
Dr. Scholl's.
Birkenstocks. I knew those old hippies would know the name of them. You know, it's funny, Ruku Beer. I tried to wear socks with my Crocs, and it's like, I ain't doing that. Get out of here. Get out of here. Grammy wears socks with her Crocs, but she's cute. She's Grammy, you know.
Yeah,
she can pull it off. Me? No. No socks.
Birkenstocks are German-made shoes, so let's go with American-made.
Yeah.
The biggest fashion statement I am aware of is like wearing flip-flops with socks, but because I think you have to, you know, position your sock between like the big toe and the little toes.
Exactly, Aaron. Okay, exactly.
I hadn't done that in a long time, but I don't recommend anybody do it because sandals and flip-flops are meant to be worn without socks.
I haven't done that since I was six.
Oh, poor Spanky. But we're glad you're here. I don't have those toe issues anymore.
Well, at least I'm 1 foot.
Yeah.
Cummy says he wears socks with sliders. Sliders with socks. I don't know. Sliders. What are sliders? I don't even know what sliders are.
Just like the ones that has that main little strap across your foot. You just kind of slide your foot in there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how else to call them. Yeah, it has that thick little thing going across.
No way. No way Ham will defeat the evil Croc Empire.
Oh.
Like, welcome
to it's flying Ham.
Welcome to the Croc side.
Hey, Michael Miller.
Oh, you out of here, Spanky? All right, buddy. Have a great day, man.
Bye, Spanky. Have a
great
day.
Don't forget, give the Beans and Weenies a listen to. Those guys are funny. Those guys are funny. Oh, yeah. Crocs. Crocs against humanity. That's funny. That's funny stuff. The old man is the Croc father. I am the Croc father.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to use that next time I go into the beans
and
weenies.
Well, be safe. I hope you have a good when you get
good,
there.
Good report. Good report. Our prayers and thoughts are going with you, man.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to use that next time I go into the Beans and Weenie show. I'm going to say, I am the Croc father. Ooh, I wonder if I could change my – I should change my little identity thing and go in as the Croc father. That would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Get some Croc stocks. Croc stock. Yeah. I don't know if they're public. I don't know. I'd have to check that out.
You can only have stock if you live in Colorado.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Let me see. Do you live in Colorado? No, can't get any. Get out of here.
A lot of nurses wear them.
Well, because the way they're making them now is they're actually making them with, they've changed how they make them so they actually have good arch support in them and that kind of stuff. You know, you got a good arch support and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's an American company, Ralph. Dina Joe says they're in Colorado.
Yeah, Ralph, did not hear me say they were an American company in Colorado, closer to the heavens?
Jeremy's saying they're listed on NASDAQ. Huh, I'll have to look them up. I'll have to look up and see what their little stock sign thingamajigger is. Oh, really? Croc is the symbol? Oh, now I got to check it out. I think me and Grammy need to go talk to our stock guy. Hey, let's move some of these, move some of this over to Crocs. Hey, I tell you what, you know, one of the best things we ever did, we, Grammy, she got a little, you know, she got a little stock action going on because when she retired, and so she's walking and she's shopping in all these little Dollar Tree stores, you know, these little dollar stores and this and that and stuff. And she was going into Dollar Tree a lot, you know, and she's walking and she pays attention. Grammy pays attention what's going on. And she come home one day and she goes, you know what? Dollar Tree. She goes, they are going to end up being like Walmart, you know, and Walmart's going to end up being more, you know, bigger. And it, this is at the time when Walmart wasn't, you know, wasn't groceries and all this and that stuff. And she says, Walmart's going to grow and be like, you know, be up there like a Fred Meyer's where you got food and all the stuff and groceries and all that. And she goes, and they, you know, who's going to take their place? Dollar stores. Dollar Tree is going to take their place. I go, yeah, okay, whatever, if you think so. So she went to her stock guy and she goes, I want this amount transferred into Dollar Tree stock. And he goes, well, okay, maybe you shouldn't do so much. Maybe you should just do a little here and there, here and there. And so, and then so they settled on a certain, that's been one of the best stocks we've ever gotten into, Dollar Tree. I mean, that thing is just doing good. And as a matter of fact, Hams Against Crocs, I believe Dollar Tree has bought Dollar General. I think they bought them. They bought Dollar General, but they let them keep their name. So I think it's all one big dollar store now. Yeah. But it's amazing if you pay attention to what's out there. You know, if you pay attention and you find out if they got, you know, see how the stores are doing and all this and that. And then you go put a little, put some money down on it, you know, and buy some stock. You'd be surprised what happens. You'd be surprised. And so now when we go into Dollar Tree, I always go in and I say, hey, how you doing? I just come to see, make sure you guys are doing okay. You doing okay? You got everything you need? Yeah, I own part of this company. Yeah, me.
Family Dollar.
Oh, they bought Family Dollar. That's Grammy knows all that stuff, not me.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And those stores are, I mean, and now they're starting to sell that. Well, they have been for a while. Food products. You're starting to sell food products. It's like, you know, you can go in there. It's like a convenience store. I mean, you could go in there and shop for the week if you wanted to. I don't think they're doing produce yet, but that's just around the corner. Just around the corner before they start doing produce, yeah.
Oh, canned spam.
Walk out with 1,000 items for a dollar. Yeah, that's only a dollar. Yeah, they're thinking, I think it was that one day they mentioned, not Family Dollar.
Dollar General.
Dollar General, yeah. They're starting to be a little bit more than a dollar. Oh, excuse me, a little bit more than a dollar.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But you can still get good deals there. I mean, you know.
Uh-huh. Are you there?
And I noticed like you've had like other like dollar store chains, you know, a bit, you know, close up shop recently. Like I remember a dollar store chain called Fred's, but you know, don't think you had those out in Colorado, but I know that here in Georgia, I know like Flying Pam and Dennis Lee and Donald Wayne would know what I'm talking about.
Called Fred's?
Fred's, F-R-E-D-S.
Huh.
I've never heard of it before. Yeah, Alabama.
Sam remembers. Yeah, Alabama, Georgia.
And I think they probably had them down in Florida, too.
I think we might have lost the old man again.
Oh, don't know if it's a bad internet connection or what's going on.
That Comcast. But do you guys have those stores Five Below? They make it sound like it's $5 and below, but it's not.
I don't think we have those here.
It's like 10 to, what are the, like books are $10 to $20 and then everything else is below $5. Yes, we have them in Alabama. We just started getting them within the last year. No, we can't hear you, old man. I can see you, but we can't hear.
Oh, anyway, you're back. I heard him.
But yeah, they're pretty interesting. They don't have food. They just have like a sweet tooth, they have a humongous section. It's just
They have those stores in Arizona, Gina? Fred?
Five Below? Huh. No.
I haven't seen those here in Georgia.
Five Below, you're saying, right, Gina? Or Five Below. Yeah, Five Below, everybody's talking about.
Here I am. Yeah.
He's back.
I know, like our grocery store chains, we have Kroger, which is a sister company of, like Fred Meyer, like y'all might have in certain states, or Albertsons and in other places. We have Publix here, and then we have Walmart, we have Target. Huh. And we even have, like, discount grocery stores like Food Depot and Quality Foods and Piggly Wiggly, if you know where to look.
Yeah, I've heard of
Piggly Wiggly. Yeah, I have too, Piggly Wiggly's.
Yeah.
I think somewhere in the Pacific Northwest there is a Piggly Wiggly store. I think one. Mm-hmm. I think one someplace. There's got to be one.
Because those discount grocers are owned by a corporate entity called Super Value. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like those. Grammy can go into a Dollar Tree store or one of those stores like that and just be lost for hours in there looking at stuff. You know, and then she comes out with some stuff that we need around the house, and she gets it, you know.
Yeah.
And she comes out a couple of bags full of stuff, and she goes, "I only spent like $6." You know, it's like, wow.
Oh yeah, and that's a huge difference between going to the regular store and maybe you get four or five things, you know, and it costs you $30.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just gotta look.
We
around.
Got a little corner store down the street from us. That I don't know what you would call them. They're not like a Dollar Tree store, but they're just a little mismatched store. The guy goes and buys, bulk stuff that he can get from other places that are closing down and that kind of stuff, and brings it in. He's got all kinds of stuff. He got clothing, furniture, you know, he's got everything in there. And we go in there now and then and just peruse around and look. And, I mean, we have found some, like, jalapeno relish in there that you can't find anywhere else. And, you know, some sauces in that you just can't find in other stores. And he's pretty reasonably priced.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I asked him, I says, "Hey, I've got this big shed in my yard. It's got a bunch of stuff in it. If we go get to the point where we're going to clean this shed out and, you know, get rid of stuff." And I told him, I says, "I mean, I got stuff that are in boxes, like mixers and all kinds of stuff." I go, "Would you be interested in give me a quote on getting this stuff off my hands?" He goes, yeah, load it up, bring it down. Let me look at it. I'll give you something for it. You know, he's like that. He's kind of a, it's not a pawn shop, but you know, I mean, cause he has good stuff in there, you know? And it's just interesting. I love those little thrift store. That's what he is. He's a thrift store. Yeah, and I love those thrift stores. You can all find all kinds of stuff in there, you know. I needed a pan to melt wax. So, you know, you go to the little thrift store and pick up something that somebody threw out. Hi, Sonda. You know, you pick up something that somebody threw out, you know, they didn't want anymore, so they take and they got rid of it. You
right.
Know? I mean, it's there. It works. It's good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little pan handle. And it's got, you know, the lid. Yeah. Pick it up for a couple bucks. Yeah, I like thrift stores. Thrift stores are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just think about, I think about some of the stuff that I give away.
Uh-huh.
That I no longer use. And I don't give away stuff that's broken, or sometimes it's very hard to give away because I still like those things, but I haven't used it. So I give it away and it's nice. So I think, somebody else just got blessed.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they can get it at a much cheaper price than what I paid for
it. People say, you know, I should have a yard sale. You know, I would just rather give it away. I'd rather mm-hmm. Just give it away. Just here. This is, hey, you want that? Yeah. It's yours. Yeah, here. You know, or take it to Goodwill. And I know some people don't like Goodwill, you know, but you know what? I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem taking stuff for them.
No.
And letting them put it in their store. You know, they keep people at working, and they got their little.
Yeah, you know, Goodwill helps a lot of people with disabilities.
Yeah, and they got people
out there. And they also help people with. No, I'm sorry, old man. That if you're looking for a job, they have resources for people to help them not just get a job at Goodwill, but to get out and and learn and work. If you don't know that, you could look that. They do all
like
that.
Like Gina
stuff.
Says, so, the VA thrift stores. Yeah, I like giving stuff to those type of things. You know.
Yeah, I just gave about 30, almost 40 pairs of shoes, and it's my own thing that I kept them. I don't know why. I knew I couldn't wear them because of my disability with my leg. I can no longer wear high heel shoes. So I was holding on to these shoes for, I don't know, whatever reason. And there's a man who does, he owns a little coffee cabinet, it's called, a little coffee shop out here in where I live. And he always does stuff for the community. And he was collecting shoes for, it had to do with this older group. And then they were going to, you know, refurbish them if they needed it and then sell them for people that, homeless people. So, yes.
I hear you, Michael Miller.
It was when I used to work and I dressed, you know, I had to dress up and stuff.
I had to have 30 or 40 pairs of shoes.
And that's
I couldn't wear the same pair twice in a month. I had to wear different shoes.
That was my thing. But you know what? I don't have that anymore. I can't do that anymore. And I gave them away to somebody else who is able to use
them. Yeah, you're right, Eric.
You guys.
You're right, Eric. Value Village is another one, is another good thrift store. Yeah. But yeah, 30 or 40 pairs. Mm-hmm. I know, Mike, when she said that and I'm listening, I almost spit my coffee all over the place. What was that, Eric? You broke it.
I'm a girl. Some girls have way more than that. That's like hardly anything.
I'd mentioned like.
Oh, you're breaking up really bad, Eric.
Now you're in the main.
You know, those are, you know, companies that originate.
Don't be sorry.
It's all distorted.
All right. Yes, can you hear me now?
Now we can.
Because, like, here, like, we have chains like Aldi and Lidl, and I believe those originated in Germany, much like IKEA originated in Sweden.
Okay.
Mimi Shell says she has that in handbags. Yeah.
See, so everybody has their, thank you, Mimi Shell, but yeah, see, Michael, you understand.
Hey, Grammy's the same way, and she's like both of you. She's got it in handbags and in shoes. I mean, she's got I don't know what's going on. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And she goes, I need to go buy me another pair of shoes. I need another pair of shoes so I can.
Hi,
I need
another pair of walking
shoes or something. Like, are you sure you don't have like three or four pairs in there that you ain't using now? I don't know, but I need to get another pair.
You know? Oh, you boys.
That's funny. That is funny.
Rainbow horse love, that it Rainbow is. There you horse go. Love.
Yeah, it's funny. I've never understood the thing with shoes. But hey, don't be deceived. It ain't just girls. I know I've got a nephew that's tools. Got tons of sneakers that he's never wore. He buys these sneakers
because he collects them.
That's what he says. Mm-hmm. He says it's an investment. This is an investment, you know. Yeah, okay. $200 pair of Nikes, you know. And then investment. Well. Yeah, sure. Sure, whatever. Hey, but you know, one thing I do, like if you got a house, like I start collecting coffee mugs and coffee cups and all that. And the next thing you know, I've got more coffee mugs than that I know what to do with. But you know, you put those in a box and take them to a homeless shelter. Oh, they'd love it.
Yeah.
Because they always need coffee mugs and that kind of stuff there, you know. So that's what I do with that. And, they're very appreciative and all that. I say this.
Well, it's the same thing. I had clothes, like, you know, dress clothes for work, like
taking to a homeless
stuff shelter. That I would wear. Yeah. Well, they have groups that for women that they kind of teach them how to go out and get jobs and whatnot. And they collect the clothes too. Yeah. So yeah, mm-hmm. There's always places that you can give back
abuse women shelters too.
You know, and if you ask them, I'm sure they'll give you like at Goodwill, they'll give you a receipt and you can claim that stuff on your taxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yes.
Whatever it is, a contribution, you know.
Your tax refund.
Yeah, because I've donated a lot of gently used clothing to Goodwill before and got the receipt and registered them, but have never really had the opportunity to use them.
Yeah, I do that too. I mean, my weight fluctuates so much, you know. Like right now I'm at my big stage, and I remember when I was at my littler stage, I went through and I go, oh, I'm getting rid of all these big clothes. Getting rid of them, I'm never going to be there. Now I'm going, God, I wish I had those clothes.
Now you can blame it on COVID.
Yeah, COVID. Stupid COVID. Got to
close my
I got
gym.
The COVID weight with my COVID high blood pressure. Yeah. And what does the doctor want? The doctor wants me to come in where all the COVID people are. Jeez.
Bye, Scooter. Have a good day, buddy.
See you, Scooter.
Have a great day. Check him out, Beans and Weenie Show. Oh, yeah, this is funny stuff. Funny stuff. Hey, check out Sandy Sinclair's podcast show, the Life Van Life Pantry. She's posted some new shows. Check her out. Give her a follow. You know, the doctor who put me on Metformin because they said I had insulin resistance and I'll lose weight, apparently. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say to get you to take that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I look into supplements and stuff. Instead.
Speaking of. I would too. Yeah. Speaking of the metformin, like that, metformin, Grammy and I have started a list.
I've never heard of it.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about the word metformin. M-E-T-F-O-R-M-I-N. Because we play Scrabble. We play Scrabble quite a bit.
Oh.
So we've been paying attention to these commercials on TV with these new medicines coming out. And I was like, we're writing them down because it's like, oh yeah, that's a good Scrabble word right there, you know. Oh yeah, that's got that like three Z's and a V and a Q in it. Oh yeah, that's worth some points there, you know, because you always get stuck with all these letters, you know, and we never know what to do with them. Well, we're collecting.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, we're collecting a list of these names.
That's pretty smart. Welcome to Black Rabbit.
Oh, you can play them in our game, Jess. Those are proper names. You can't play them. You can when you play with the old man and Grammy.
Oh, they make up their own rules?
Yeah, we add rules. We make it fun. Cheaters. No, we ain't cheaters. Dang.
You know, that's what's funny.
Jess is tough today.
Like, well, that's funny because you're brought up a certain way, and sometimes you're taught a way to play the game, and it's not really the proper way to play the game. And you really don't know until you read the instructions. Yeah, because I just thought, what is that yard game with the poles and the little wire?
Oh, croquet. Bought
this game. Yes.
Croquet.
Yeah, and I told the guys I want to know. I want to read the instructions so we know how to do it the right way and set it up. And they're like, let's just put one over here and do it.
Yeah,
like
Black Rabbit Hole. You got it, buddy. House rules. Exactly. Exactly. You got the
welcome back.
You got
Chris.
The house rules when you play at the old man's house. Hey, is that a word? I don't know. Sounds good.
It is here.
Use it in a sentence. And by golly, I can. I will use it in a sentence.
You said, yeah. Jeremy told me his doctor put him on Metformin. That's my sentence.
I don't think, Jess, to tell you the truth, I don't think I've ever read the directions for Scrabble. All I know is like, oh, you're just supposed to spell words with these? Let's go. Let's start spelling words.
I bet you there's a ton of rules that we don't know.
Yeah. It's no fun when you got all those rules. Oh, just start spelling words. I mean, you know, I mean, we know when it's not a word. It's like, you know, Grammy will put something down and I go, that's not a word. And she goes, it is for me. Metformin.
No, that's just how I was saying it.
We even went as far, just when we started playing, we went as far as getting the Scrabble dictionary. You know, because Scrabble dictionary has got every possible word you can think of in Scrabble. And it was like, well, okay, well, you look it up, and if it's not there, you lose a turn. And we went, that's too hard. let's just scissor, rock, paper it. And if you win, you get to keep it. If you don't, it's got to come off.
Do you have a fancy Scrabble board where the tiles don't move?
Yeah, we got several. I think we have one that's kind of magnetic, and then we got one that you can clips into a little space, you know, it snaps in so it don't come off. Yeah, it's a travel one that you can use it in a car and they don't go all over the place. Yeah. But we don't play with those. We use the regular Scrabble board. We just do the Scrabble board. Oh, my daughter and Grammy were playing Scrabble when we were camping, and you know, the battle was going on. They were battling it out, and I think Grammy won by 1 point or something like that, you know. And then it's like, then Grammy goes, "So you want to play Scrabble?" I go, "Well, all right, but you know, you are playing the house champion." So I played her and I wiped her out. Beat her by 100 and some odd points. And she just goes, "I ain't never playing you again." Sure. That's what you always say. I don't know what it is about me and Scrabble. I can play Scrabble. The house always wins. That's funny. Yeah, really. I'm wrapped around. I don't know what it is about Scrabble, though. I am the king of three-letter words, I guess. You know, because I use more three-letter words than anything. And I always hold my S's and my E and D's at the end, you know, so I can always add S's to words that are already there or make an ED, you know. Yeah.
But, yeah, it says before the game begins, all players should agree upon the dictionary that they should use. Yeah.
And ours is no
in
dictionary.
In case of a challenge, all words labeled as a part of speech, including those listed as foreign origins, obsolete, I don't know what that word, slang, are permitted with the exception of the following words: always capitalized, abbreviations, prefixes, suffixes, standing alone, words requiring a hyphen or an apostrophe. Those are
oh heck no, not in our house.
Hi, Elsa.
Not in our house. Those things are in. Yeah. Black Rabbit said, "Learn Q words." I know Q words are the hardest thing. You know, they're the hardest thing. You know, I go, you got the basics: quit, quiet, you know, cute. Dina Jo, you didn't even get that. I thought you were going to say
quit, quiet.
I thought you were going to say cute. Don't start with a Q. It does at my house.
Oh, God, cute. No.
I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to pull that on Grammy next time we play. I'm going to put
Quarantine.
Who thinks of quarantine? Yeah. Republican, you know, with the Q. Yeah.
Quesadilla. Quintuplets. Let's see what else is in here. Quickening.
He says QI. How would you say that? Kai? Quai?
Quai?
Is a sneaker. There you go. Quai? Yeah. It's a sneaker. I can see me using that on Grammy.
It's sneaker.
Where is it a sneaker? It's, I don't know, but it's sneaking up behind you right now. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Here's some smaller words. Quiet, queen, query, queer, quill, quirk, quat, squat, quail, queer. How do you say? Quick, quote, quin, quake.
Yeah, but that's all fine and dandy until you're playing the game. Then the only one you can remember is
I know.
Quick, you know, or something like that. Well, it's like Q.
Welcome,
how do you spell Q?
Q-U-E.
You see, that's not a word.
C-U-E.
Q-U-E is not a word unless you're playing Scrabble at the old man's house. Yeah, Mimi Shell's right. It's Q-U-E-U-E.
Oh, so I was missing a U-E.
But not here. No, you could use Q-U-E on our Scrabble game. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. The only Q letters, words that start with three letters they show on here is... How do you even say this? Q-U-A? Q-U-A is supposedly a word. Q-I-S is supposedly a word. And Q-A-T. And who was in here said Q-I?
Oh, I think that was Dark.
Black Rifle. Black Rifle? Rabbit. Okay, I called him a rifle.
Black Rabbit.
Black Rabbit. Well, I was thinking of Black Rifle Coffee. Black Rabbit. Yeah, Q-I is the only two-letter Q word. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. There you go.
There you go. You got to remember that QI. I don't know what is it? What is, can I click on it? Will it tell me?
You could do kumquat. I think kumquat has a Q in it. I'm not sure. Quiet. Oh, no. Now, see, Man Cave, you're not giving us the word. You're trying to tell us to be quiet. I know you. quiet, trying to sleep here.
Oh, it's just Chi. QI is Chi.
Is what?
QI is pronounced Chi.
What? That don't make any sense.
Yeah. That's what it's all saying. Right. Well, it's saying it. I'm on the pronouncer.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
The pronounce. I have a pronouncer on my computer.
What
computer.
Are you looking at to get those words? Are you
I was looking at, first I had just letters with Q, starting with Q. The free dictionary, and it had all the 15 letter words with Q, 14 letter words with Q.
Are you looking at a dictionary that's online, or do you actually have a dictionary?
Yeah. No. All right.
That poses the question. Does anybody actually have a real dictionary in their house?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a few. I have a couple. Aaron has a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little small ones.
I remember, man, we grew up with dictionaries.
Same one, Oxford.
Yeah, Sandra says, yeah. Yeah, we grew up with dictionaries.
And the thesaurus, too.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think we got one, too.
Yeah, we have a thesaurus.
I think we got one, too. Yeah. Oh, Mimi Shell's dictionary is from
1980. She's upstairs, and she has two legs. Hey, Al, you're so funny. I know, she's probably the smartest one in your house, too, huh?
Mimi Shell's dictionary is from 1980, the good dictionary, before everybody started changing the definitions of words.
Of words, yeah.
Hi, AJFJ.
Before everything became politically correct.
I don't know how many times my mom used to tell us, hey, Mom, how do you spell this? She goes, look it up. Well, I can't look it up because I don't know how to spell it. Sound it out phonetically. What is it? Phonically. Phonetically. What's that word? Phonetic?
Phonetically.
What is it?
Phonetically.
What is it? Phonetically.
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 Phonetic.
No, not naked.
Phonetically.
There you go.
I said it. I ain't doing it again.
You said
You know why I saw it? Because Mimi Shell and Sandra posted it. Phonetically. Oh, I see. Thanks. Yeah, Eric. I can feel Eric rolling his eyes at me. Oh, this man does not know how to talk.
This guy.
How does this man have a podcast when he can't even talk?
Now say it 5 times fast. Phonetically.
I don't remember. Yeah, I remember English class. I wish I'd have paid.
Hooked on phonics.
I wish I would have paid more attention in English. I really do. You know, because, you know, they got into sentence structures and nouns and verbs and pronouns and all. I was just going, whatever, you know. Yeah, I wish I'd have paid more attention. If I could go back into time, they say, if you could go back into time, what would you change in high school? Would you do something different? I go, yeah, I'd pay attention.
Yeah,
I'd go back in time and pay attention, you know. Oh, yeah, chemistry, too.
Hi, Richard.
I did terrible in chemistry, but I wish I'd have paid attention. What does Man Cave say? You can tell because English is full of bloody American slang. Hey, hey-o. Hey-o. Yeah, yeah, we've ruined the English language, haven't we, Man Cave?
Conjunction, junction. What's your function?
Oh, I used to love those.
Working on that.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh my God, those were
I've
awesome.
Got a CD. I've got a CD that's all Schoolhouse Rock stuff.
I love them. Yeah. They're the best.
They are. And you learned something. You really did. You learned something from them.
Yeah.
Not a CD. I got a DVD full of them. A DVD full of the Schoolhouse Rock stuff. Yeah. But I couldn't tell you right now. I couldn't tell you right now. Conjunction, junction. I don't know what the heck that is. I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't remember?
No, I remember the song in that, but I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm just a.
What don't you know? You're just a.
What don't I know? There's a lot of things I don't know. And if you're a follower of the show, you know it. It comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes.
Hooking up words and phrases and causes. Conjunction. How's that function? I've got three favorite cars that get the most of my job done. Now I'm choking. Conjunction. What's your function? I've got it. And but or they'll get you pretty far. And it's and but or they get you pretty far. Those are conjunctions. functions. Come on.
What other ones did they do? What other English things did they do? I know they did like my favorite one is the bills. How bills are made. Yeah, the bills sit on the stand.
The bill on Capitol Hill, yeah.
I'm just a bill sitting here.
Those are funny. Yeah.
That's a really good one, especially nowadays.
Yeah. We need to send those to everybody in Congress.
That's
some fun stuff, man.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. I'm just sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee, but I know I'll be a law one day. At least I hope and pray I will, but today I'm still just a bill.
Man, that's good, Tina Joe.
See, man cave, I'm doing my what was it
I even like the math ones, three is a magic number, the four-legged zoo,
the eight, what was the math, sad, it was like a sad song about a figure eight.
Oh yeah, hey, here you go.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh yes.
And phrases and clauses.
Great voices.
Yeah.
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done. Conjunction, junction, what's their function? I got and, button, or. They'll get you pretty far.
And, button, or.
Like this and that. But. That's sort of the opposite. Not this, but that. And then there's or, where you have a choice like this or that. And right now,
welcome to the old man's English class.
Woo!
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go, man. That's it. That's some good stuff right there. That is.
Those are great.
Stuff. Yeah, that's funny.
Thanks for putting up with me.
Hey,
guys.
Maybe I should do a music show. And that's all we do.
I think a karaoke show would probably be an interesting one.
That's funny.
Karaoke, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
That is funny. That is such good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me find another one here. That's funny. Let's see here. Da, da, da.
You'll call in for that, Ann?
Well, look at the time. I think we're probably getting about ready to start heading on out here in a minute.
Man. I know, man.
We're approaching.
Keep going. Yeah.
Hey,
come
back tomorrow.
Oh. Man, that time just snuck up on me now.
I know.
We are going to explore that Schoolhouse Rock stuff a little bit more later on. Eric, you want to plug a couple of shows real quick?
Well, the John DeVito show just went live just now. Hopefully, some friends are going to jump over there to visit with him. Cummings will be seeing Cummings' Culture tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and the Slightly Serious show at 9:30, and then Ralph should be back tomorrow morning as always, and I know we're back tomorrow, and then you've got Beans and Weenies and Torch and Felix and Chris Unplugged and other friends later in the week.
Yeah, I think Michael Miller's got a show going on right now too. I think if I'm not mistaken.
I apologize. I got interrupted by a phone call, but I had to text them. This is a friend who, I guess who likes to talk. But be sure to check out those other podcast shows later in the week.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them out there. This is gonna be a good week, people. This is gonna be a good week. Check them out. Keep your eyes out for Man Cave Sounds. He's always putting out a good. Good music, good mix of stuff there, too. Don't forget the Ralph Williams podcast. Don't forget Van Life Pantry. Just a ton of them. Chris Unplugged. I mean, we just got a bunch of friends with a lot of good podcasts. And we just have fun. And don't forget Schoolhouse Rock, baby. Yeah, we're going to have to do something with that because that was fun, Dina Joe.
Oh, yeah. Knowledge is power.
Fun.
Schoolhouse Rock, man. We're going to have to do something. Maybe just have a play it because I don't think they're copyright. I don't think there's copyright things because it's educational. You can use it for educational purposes.
I mean, if it's open domain, of course.
And I can check and make sure. But of course, you know, that's what we try to do here on the Old Man's Podcast is educate. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now a final word from our school teacher, Tina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today, gosh darn it. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you had a good time, and it's only Monday, so come back tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Tina Jo.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. every morning. You can join us tomorrow for our Tuesday show. And don't forget, Friday coming up, we have our Friday music show coming up. And just a good time, good times. Get on and have a great week. Have a great week. Remember, you make it a great week by deciding you're going to have a great week. Choose to have a good week. Choose to go outside and have a good time. Yeah. Don't let the challenges and the obstacles in your life get you down. Hit them head on, face them, and just conquer them. Conquer them, and you can do that. Just choose to. Life is great. Life is grand. Get out and do random acts of kindness. Say hi to people. Say how you doing. And you know what? Open the door for people. And when you're done conversing with somebody, you know, if they've helped you out on something, thank them. Thank you. Have a great day. You'd be surprised what that does for people.
Yes. Look forward to hopefully seeing our good friends, Dude Sean, this Wednesday, the 21st, for his birthday, and Lady Me next week for her birthday, so we can sing them happy birthdays. But love you. God bless you.
All right, everybody. It's just a great day. Good times. Get out there and enjoy the day. Get out and have some fun. Our music's coming to an end, and we are out of here. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
See you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Later, Gators. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7.